KD Country 94 weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with daytime highs approaching 90. Winds out of the north, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows level off around 65. Tonight, mainly clear skies. Daytime highs approaching 94. Tomorrow, mainly sunny. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Right now, 81.
This harvest report on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Through the Lake is brought to you by Simpson Farm Enterprises on Highway 24 in Beloit. You can buy a sprayer anywhere, but nobody knows spray application like the guys at Simpson Farm Enterprises. Call them at 738-2299. Stop by the store on Highway 24 in Beloit or visit them online at simpsonfarm.com. Simpson Farm Enterprises, your spray application experts. We'll wrap up the harvest reports here today on KD Country 94 with the update on the Kansas crop progress and condition for the week ending July 7th. Winter wheat harvested was 92%, well ahead of 55% last year and 72% for the five-year average. As we look at the area, winter wheat harvested in north central Kansas was 89% on Monday, so things are starting to wrap up here in north central Kansas. The state is 92% finished as of Monday with their winter wheat harvest, so things are really wrapping up and finishing up here with this summer wheat harvest. A lot better harvest than we saw last year. We've had reports from area counties and Clay County in northeast Kansas. Richard Cott remarked that his wife Jody and him will probably never see a crop this good again in their lifetime. Three generations help out with harvest, including his wife's son, Kyle, and granddaughter. It makes this year's harvest even more memorable. It started the week of June 12th, wrapped up on June 28th, and their farm seemed to catch rain at the right times. Yields above average with proteins 11 to 12% range. Even with the recent rains, test weights held steady from 59 to 63 pounds a bushel. Overall, the family very blessed, to say the least, about this year's harvest there in Clay County and also in Rooks County. And Graham, Mike McClellan, had just one day left cutting late last week. Fall moisture limited to a couple of fields, and some of the wheat didn't emerge until spring, making the wheat look very patchy coming out of dormancy. Harvest started June 22nd. Test weights around 60 pounds per bushel, but have decreased with recent showers. Protein around 12% and higher with limited testing. Yields ranging from 20 to 50 bushels per acre for McClellan there in Rooks County. Again, that wraps up our harvest reports. So we thank everybody that took time to join us here on the harvest reports this summer. This harvest report on Katie Country 94 and Z96.3 Through the Lake, brought to you by Simpson Farm Enterprises on Highway 24 in Beloit. You can buy a sprayer anywhere, but nobody knows spray application like the guys at Simpson Farm Enterprises. Call them at 738-2299. Stop by the store on Highway 24 in Beloit or visit them online at simpsonfarm.com. Simpson Farm Enterprises, your spray application experts.
Simpson Farm Enterprises carries the Apache line of sprayers, and there's a reason. In fact, there's several reasons. Apache sprayers come in five different models to fit every size of operation. They feature premium technology and the exclusive power-to-the-ground mechanical-driven traction. Most of all, the five-year warranty offered by Apache is unmatched. That's why they have the highest retained value in the industry. See Simpson Farm Enterprises today at any of their five locations and spray with the best you can buy.
This is Dan Kuhn of Cortland's Depot Market, urging you to drop what you're doing, load up the kids and grandkids, and head to the Depot Market. The blackberries are ready to pick, and every kid ought to have the experience of picking blackberries. The Depot Market, not your average garden variety train station, US 36 at Cortland, open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5:30. No berry picking on Mondays only. Check out our website, depotmarket.net.
USAC is slinging dirt in north central Kansas on Wednesday, July 10th. The USAC NOS Energy Drink National Midgets returned for the Chad McDaniel Memorial at Mitchell County Fairgrounds. Gates open at 5 Central with racing at 7:30. Let's go racing in Beloit, Kansas on July 10th. Don't you dare miss it.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
The Kansas Department of Health and Environment's Community Health Promotion Program is pleased to announce that the recipients of this year's Chronic Disease Risk Reduction Community Grant In total, the state fiscal year 2024 CDRR program covers 17 grantees, 30 counties, and 1,993,817 Kansans. That's 67.8% of the total Kansas population. The CDRR Community Grant Program provides funding, training, and technical assistance to communities to address chronic disease risk reduction through evidence-based strategies that impact tobacco use, physical activity, and nutrition. Strategies include reducing secondhand smoke exposure, preventing youth from using tobacco, promoting tobacco treatment, and the Kansas Tobacco Quit Line, increasing physical activity and improving community nutrition. KDHE Section Director for Community Health Promotion, Mindy Barnett, said this program empowers local communities to take significant steps toward reducing chronic disease and improving overall health. We are excited to support and collaborate with our grantees to achieve these important health goals across Kansas. The 2025 CDRR grantees and the counties they cover include, from the area, Mitchell County Regional Medical Foundation, which includes Mitchell, Ellsworth, Jewell, Lincoln, Ottawa, Republic, and Smith counties. And you can read much more about this and the CDRR Community Grant Program at sunflowerstateradio.com. We do have one job opening to pass along. Start a career as an employee owner at Osborne Industries, and Osborne is now hiring in all production areas, including molding and machine operators, finishing and assembly operators, maintenance, and more. Osborne Industries is 100% employee-owned, providing a one-of-kind wealth-building opportunity for employee owners to earn company stock at no cost. Other fantastic benefits include new starting wages, six-week review and raise, single and family health insurance, attendance and profit-sharing bonus programs, and more. View complete job descriptions and apply online at osborne-ind.com/careers or apply in person at 120 North Industrial Avenue and join Osborne's growing group of employee owners. Osborne Industries is an equal opportunity employer. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 6th and Independence in Beloit, and their satellite location, Concordia Osborne and Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. Jewell County Fair will begin in earnest with activities on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, but there is some activity today at the Mankato Community Center. The open class quilt check-in at 9, 9:30 open class quilt judging, 10 o'clock 4-H photography judging, 11:30 open class foods judging, 1:30 the 4-H fiber arts judging, followed by the 4-H clothing judging, 4-H fashion review, and 4-H food judging. At 2 o'clock, there's a bake sale and a superintendent meeting at the fairgrounds at 4 o'clock here today. The Jewell County Fair 2024 Blue Jeans and Country Dreams there in Mankato. Mitchell County Republican Women's Group is hosting a meet-and-greet at the Mitchell County Fair in Beloit, the new fair building. All candidates on the August 6, 2024 ballot are encouraged to come out and participate in getting to know your constituents in Mitchell County. Just a reminder that this is a bipartisan event. The meet-and-greet will be on Thursday, July 25th, Friday, July 26th from 4:30 to 8 both days. The Women's Group will have some home-baked items for sale. For further information, contact Eva at 259-5490 or Dina at 342-6633. That's the news this hour on Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 Through the Lake. I'm Dusty Adonis.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
I know they were cheering for Rune, but that's an excuse to also boo. Listen, I've been on the tour for more than 20 years, so trust me, I know all the tricks. I know how it works. It's fine, it's fine, it's okay. I focus on the respectful people that have respect, that pay the ticket to come and watch tonight and love tennis. And love tennis and appreciate the players and the effort that the players put in here. I played in much more hostile environment, trust me. You guys can't touch me.
Novak Djokovic critical of the crowd in his win over Holger Rune on Monday at Wimbledon. More on that coming up here in this sportscast. Also, the Royals back on the field tonight, and a Royals player will be competing in the Home Run Derby. It's all coming up in this sportscast on Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. After having Monday night off, the Kansas City Royals back on the field as they start a quick two-game series with the Cardinals in St. Louis tonight. The Royals are 49-43 coming into the game, while the Cardinals are 48-42, both teams 6 games above 500. One-time Cardinal Michael Wacha will start for the Royals as he's 5-6 with a 3.74 ERA. Will face Andre Palancia of the Cardinals, who's 4-3 with a 4-flat ERA. First pitch at 6:45 from Busch Stadium tonight. Also from the Royals, shortstop Bobby Witt Jr., who was voted into his first All-Star game on Sunday, announced Monday that he'll be competing in the Home Run Derby. Witt hitting .324 this season with 15 homers and 61 RBI for the Royals. He'll be the fifth Royals player to compete in the Home Run Derby, the first in Salvador Perez in 2021. Other confirmed entries are Alec Boehm of the Phillies, Gunnar Henderson from the Orioles, Marcelo Zuna of the Braves, and two-time winner Pete Alonso of the Mets. Home Run Derby will be on Monday night, July 15th in Arlington, Texas. And finally in sports, as heard at the beginning of the sportscast at Wimbledon on Monday, number 2 seed Novak Djokovic was critical of the crowd after his straight set win over 15 seed Holger Rune. Djokovic claimed Rune fans who stretch out his name with the long U were also sneaking in some boos for Djokovic during the win. Djokovic won the first 12 points in the match on the way to the straight set victory. Also on the men's side, number 13, Taylor Fritz was down 2 sets, but came back to win over number 4, Alexander Zverev, in 5, the American moving on to the quarterfinals. Number 9, Alex de Minaur, won in 4 sets. Number 25, Lorenzo Musetti, a 4-set win as well. On the women's side, 4 seed Elena Rybakina, 13 seed Yelena Ostapenko, number 21 seed Elena Svitolina, and 31st seed Barbara Krejcikova, all won in straight sets. Krejcikova eliminated 11 seeded American Danielle Collins. Quarterfinals are underway today at Wimbledon. That's a look at sports on your sports leader in North Central Kansas, Katy Country 94 and Z96 Point Through the Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zankers Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.